Coming up, how to have it all come to you by becoming a living magnet.
You really can have it all, it all, it all, it all, it all, it all. Welcome to Having It All, featuring experts and pioneers in health, wealth, relationships, and spirituality, creating a healthier, wealthier, happier you. And now, here's your host, the Miracle Mama, Marbeth Dunn.
Whew! After that intro, I always feel like, whoa! I'm Marbeth Dunn, the Miracle Mama, coming to you from beautiful sunny South Florida. A little later on the show, we have a very special guest, the amazing Jennifer Huff, and she will share with us her unique approach on how to have it all come to you by becoming a living magnet. But let's talk a little bit about magnets. We're already magnets for whatever's going on in our lives. We magnetize things by our thoughts and our beliefs. And I also find that we carry forward ancestral patterns and past life events and blocked energy. And when you find yourself attracting the same partner over and over again in different clothes, or you keep snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, there is a reason. Years ago, when I first discovered miracle power, I was living in Haiti. And it was way before the earthquake and Hurricane Matthew. And I was a painter, and I lived there for 17 years with my former husband, painting portraits and murals and creating note cards and stationery and graphic prints. And because of my beliefs about myself, I felt victimized. I felt so very stuck. And so I created a victimizing situation for myself in a very difficult relationship during an economic downturn and political chaos. I felt I had no personal power or self-esteem. My health wasn't good. But I was determined to find a way out. I read metaphysical books desperately. I tried everything from Buddhist chanting to self-hypnosis, everything in between. And one sunny morning, I think I may have mentioned this on another call, as I was reading a book in bed, my mind wandered and I was watching a shaft of sunlight and I was watching the dust motes dancing, and I suddenly realized that my thoughts created my reality. And that was a totally shocking thought. It was foreign. It was almost incomprehensible. It seemed upside down and backwards from everything that I knew. But I decided to play with it and give it a try because I had nothing to lose, right? You know, things were already terrible. And at the same time, because everything I thought I knew was backwards and upside down, I released control of my life and I opened my heart to spirit. And spirit led me to forgive the past and everyone I thought had victimized me. Now, I've learned that everything that I thought had hurt me and everyone that I thought had hurt me, gave me an opportunity to grow by seeing things through the eyes of love. And I began to see that everything in my life was a gift, and I became grateful for everything. And I learned to step back from my emotions and see life's events from a neutral perspective. And that's how miracles saved my life. My marriage, which I thought was irreparable, transformed miraculously. And suddenly I had power and my needs were met. And we celebrated by reaffirming our vows. Everything we needed showed up, money, cars, my health improved. And we celebrated with a miracle baby, my daughter, Chelsea. For several years now, I've been sharing the powerful science behind attracting miracles with thousands of students. And in my 21-day Miracle Challenge program, I've had students attract new jobs, amazing new jobs and money, create new careers, heal relationships or end them gracefully, heal health issues, sleep easily, eliminate pain. The list goes on and on and on. And I want you to learn about miracles and how easy it can be once you are aligned correctly to attract them. There's a science behind it. So I want you to enjoy my free report, 7 Easy Steps to Harness the Power of Miracles. It's absolutely free, and it will offer you tried and true ways to attract miracles, and you can access it at miracles101.com. That's miracles101.com. But I want to, at this time, bring on our amazing guest. Jennifer Huff is a best-selling author, a seer, a lover of life, and in her 30s, she experienced a profound transformation. And now she sees life, people, and the world as an energy holograph. This gift allows her to find incongruent patterns that stop us. She sees the quantum leap solutions for harmony and allows her to show you the codes for your superpowers so you can further become your own guru. She engages metaphysical tools that bypass the need to constantly analyze by going direct with consciousness. Jennifer's work is for those that know it's time to be the change. Welcome, Jen. I'm so happy to have you on the show.
Oh, Marbeth, it is beyond my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. Yay, we get to play together. Yippee.
Yay, I know. It's been a while, right?
It has. And it is time, sister. It is time.
Well, let's talk about, this is going to be really juicy. So let's talk about, what do you mean by awaken your atrophied DNA? I mean, I'm looking at all the material that you sent me for this show, and I am like amazed, how do we awaken our DNA?
Well, I suppose that it's a great question, and I suppose the way to begin the answer to that question is what DNA am I talking about?
I like it.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
it's like awaken my DNA. Hello, I'm alive. I have awake DNA already, right?
Yeah.
So what most people don't realize, so I have this question in my mind, Marbeth. Much like I know your listeners are seekers. You and I are big seekers. We just love to find the deeper truth, right? So
yeah.
What I was looking at is, so this is what happened to me. When I was working with clients, I was a nutritionist for about 10 years, and I ran a really large holistic nutrition practice in Canada. And when I was doing that, it was because I got sick. It was because I started having migraines, and I started having welts and things come out my skin from a toxic exposure that I had no idea could cause so much mayhem in my body. And as a result, the doctors couldn't help me because I was toxic. I was full of toxins from helping to finish the bottom of a boat. And it made me very, very ill. So what had happened was I needed to get myself better. Now, I was an economist, and I worked for a big multinational at the time, so it was very, it was beyond my comprehension that I wouldn't go to a doctor. But doctors couldn't help me, so I had to seek out other means. So I'm not a crunchy granola or a woo-woo or a seer or a anything. I wasn't like that to begin with. My family was very straight-laced. So this was a big leap for me as I decided to go and see some holistic people and do probably about $20,000 at the time, $20,000 worth of work on myself with various and sundry
wow.
people. Who, oh, yeah, it was crazy. Like, way out there people, you know, people who were channels and people who, at least for me at the time, that was way out there. of course, now I've become one of them, you know.
Right.
and you know, I used to really judge all this stuff. I really thought it was, you know, crazy, crazy stuff. So what ended up happening to me is that the only way that I got better was to understand how our biochemistry is directly affected. Initially, how I looked at it is by nutrition. So I thought that everything was about nutrition at first. So I cleansed and I did all this stuff. And I know you know about this. When you change your nutrition, of course it helps you. But I didn't realize the depth to which my belief systems, the way I was looking at the world, and the paradigms that I was connected to. And when I say this, I always ask people to experience what I'm talking about rather than just like thinking about it. So you and I, and I'm sure, and most of our listeners have watched Avatar. It's a great movie, right?
Love it.
Yeah, so many metaphors. So in that movie, you remember how they would plug their neuroreceptor tails into the neuroreceptor tails of an animal and the two would become one? Yeah. So what I noticed was I really connected to that metaphor and I'm like, oh my God. The paradigms and thought forms, so that, you know, maybe I'm unlovable and I need to prove myself lovable, or that I'm not worthy and I need to prove my worth, or whatever thoughts, like all of these things that we develop in childhood have been in the ethers as thought forms since, you know, the day that we forgot that we're not creator incarnate, right? When we forget that, all of a sudden, we separate ourselves from our origins, which are we are made of the particles of creation. So since we're made of particles of creation, there really is no need to separate if we can just remember that. The problem is human beings are scared. We're really scared to remember that because we've been so hurt by each other over the last several thousand years that we've developed protective mechanisms. Now, these thought forms are part of the whole paradigm of protective mechanisms. These thought forms say that you can't shine your light too brightly. You have to separate yourself from others. You have to have judgments because they're judging you. All these separating thought forms. So when we watch a movie Avatar and we think of those tails tapping into this living entity called the six-legged horse or that beautiful dragon, it's the same as taking your neurological tail and hooking it up to a thought form or a whole paradigm about humanity, like it's a dog-eat-dog world or money doesn't grow on trees. So right. We literally hook our tail into that. And it becomes our reality, like that's really true. We run around the earth living that way. Now, most people spend a lot of, you know, most people probably in the world of this radio show spend a lot of time analyzing, understanding, excavating old beliefs, you know, looking at all that stuff.
Sure.
But I was super curious because I knew that these belief systems that were inconsistent with me as creator incarnate, like it's so obvious, right? You and I talking right now, Marbeth, we're so clear that we are fingers on the hand of God, right?
Right.
it's like, oh my gosh, the more we remember that, the more miraculous our lives get. And when I was a nutritionist, I never even could conceive that that would even be something that I needed to remember. I was too busy in survival mode to even think about the fact that I am creator incarnate.
Well, you were like, all caught up in the physical. I have to tell you, we have three callers waiting to call in.
Oh, great. Well, wonderful. Woohoo. So,
Go ahead.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, I was like, oh my God, I just want to go direct. Like, there has to be a way. If I'm creator incarnate and I could actually invent the idea that I'm separate from consciousness, which is such a paradox, right? Here I am, creator incarnate, yet I've separated myself from remembering that. I mean, imagine how powerful a creator I must be to actually create a world where I can experience being completely separate from that which I am. I mean, it's such a crazy paradox.
It is, and we've all done it. We have all done it.
Yep. So yes, just in case anyone's wondering, you are not alone, of course. The thing is, I ask myself the question, is the purpose of life to forget and then remember? That seems nuts to me. And to most people that I've met, you know, whenever I'll do a workshop or I'll work one-on-one, somewhere within the first hour of our work together, someone will ask the question, why the heck would we forget that? Like, why would we forget? Why wouldn't we just be, you know, why wouldn't our spirit come from the infinite, run through a three-dimensional body, and simply just create upon creation? I mean, isn't that what we were excited to do before we came into our physical body? And my answer is yes.
And yeah, like, absolutely.
Right? Why do we have to waste all this time trying to remember? Is the question.
Very, very true. Yeah.
So I asked the same question. I'm like, this seems nuts. It doesn't seem right. What is the fast track to remembering? How do we remember? Like, what went on? So to answer your question about DNA in a very long-winded way, because I wanted to make sure that we had a context for it, I asked that question, and the response I got back was a series of awakened dreams over the course of 4 to 7 days. It was pretty powerful. And given I was an economist, you can imagine that having awakened dreams was slightly off-putting.
Right?
So it was a bit off-putting. But in those dreams, what I saw was that we have not only two-stranded DNA that give us our physical characteristics, but we also have multidimensional DNA, because all DNA is a bunch of codes that give us, you know, characteristics. But in order to have the characteristics of someone that would live as a multidimensional being, in other words, as creator, incarnate as a human being, there are codes, just like our three-dimensional characteristics come from two-stranded DNA that's three-dimensional. Of course, the codes for three-dimensional characteristics would be three-dimensional. That makes perfect sense. But then what started to come through me is recognizing that in our bodies we have junk DNA and, let's say, underdeveloped and atrophied aspects to our brain that are directly linked to multidimensional DNA. And these codes come, that's why we have such a connection to tones and music and sacred geometry. And all of these things are how multidimensional codes get delivered. And the conduit to connect us to those multidimensional codes are actually the junk DNA and aspects of our brain that have become atrophied. Those atrophied aspects are only atrophied because we separated ourselves from being creator incarnate. As soon as you stop using those aspects, they stop having circulation. So what we run around doing, as I was looking at, you know, how do I fast track this awakening? How do I remember who I am? How do I get on with the job that I think that human beings are here for, which is to co-create with each other, just like we are on this radio show, Marbeth? You know, you know, you and I have had lots of conversations. We've talked about, you know, the project that you have going on in Haiti. We've talked about, there's just, you know, we're here to make a difference. We're here to emanate love. And I'm like, really? I have to work this hard, take this much time to finally get to emanating love? I think that would be the biggest cosmic joke ever if the universe put us here to take that much time to get on with why we're here when we really are here to expand upon creation itself as creators. So what happened to me in witnessing that DNA and being able to witness that we have multidimensional codes is that I got to see that human beings, by upgrading and first starting with me, by integrating with those codes, my junk DNA came alive and my telomeres started to get younger. The aspect of me that allows me to talk to consciousness and go direct with infinite wisdom, the part of me that allows, the part of all of us that allows us to channel and speak the language of consciousness. When you start to live at that frequency, your interest in excavating the old starts to diminish completely. And you get far more interested in creating upon creation because you realize that you have abilities that lie in those DNA codes that allow you to be able to create upon creation and transmute all that old stuff, thousands of belief systems at a time, without having to go back and mentally excavate. And that's part of upgrading the DNA codes. You actually get to fast track your awakening. So for me, that's what those DNA codes are all about, Marbeth. And that was really what it
fabulous,
means.
Fabulous. Really fabulous. We need to go to break, Jen. And then Yay. We have four callers on the line.
Awesome.
So, okay, let's go to break, and then we will be back with more exciting information from the amazing Jennifer Huff.
What if thriving could be your permanent default way of being? It can be frustrating when you know how much more is possible in your life, but there seems to be something in the way. How can you get beyond your glass ceilings and doubt? Get out of your own way to success and abundance with expert facilitator Jennifer Huff. The advanced metaphysical technology she uses in this program has helped tens of thousands of people to thrive from all over the world. From Chris in London, England, this program has changed my life. I learned how to let go of the past and to create a future full of freedom. I can't thank you enough for making such a profound difference in my life. Is it time? Are you ready? If you're a big yes, please accept our gift of 25% off, exclusive to listeners of this program. Just type the code 25OFF when you're checking out. Go to thewideawakening.com/getoutabundance to register.
And we have Christine on the line.
Hi,
hey, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Glad to be with you both this evening. I am very fascinated by the conversation, and several things are going through my mind. I have a couple of questions, if I may ask. They're unrelated, but quick. The first one is, I would love to hear Jennifer's views on how multiple incarnations or reincarnation plays into what we're here to do on planet Earth and co-create and play. And the second question is, I'm fascinated to know what physical correlations in our physicality go along with the upgrading of the DNA. For instance, would it be related to the pineal gland, you know, decalcifying the pineal gland? Or I'm just fascinated on if there's a correlation there, and I'd love to hear your views on reincarnation.
Cool. So, okay, so let's start with your second question first. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's kind of, and let me see if I get your question right. Let me repeat it back to you and clarify if I'm not on. But the first question, what I hear you asking is, what's the methodology of upgrading? Like, how does one actually integrate with the codes? Is that right? Like, what's it related
to? Yeah, I think
how does that happen?
Right. Right, because we're here in a physical, you know, we have a suit, right? We have a flesh and bone and, you know, suit that we wear that carries us through. So how would that correlate with the upgrading, which would feel much more like fifth dimensional? So I'd love to hear that. Yep, that's a good
okay.
way to summarize it.
Cool. So let me first address that. It's a great question, and it's a nonlinear answer. So you kind of, so I'm going to ask you to do, gorgeous Christine, is actually even just get into yourself for a second and feel what I'm about to say rather than listening intellectually, okay? Which,
sure.
by the way, is the first step of actually integrating with the code. So the answer is, I'm going to do a very short version of a very long answer, okay? So what happens and what I got to see is that we have, of course, between 50 and 100 trillion cells, depending on which biologist you ask. Those cells have telomeres. They also have receptor sites on the outside of them. The information from consciousness, no matter which dimension it is, you can name the dimension and even go beyond what we consider dimensions into other aspects of consciousness. That's where the codes lie. Now, in order to integrate with those codes, all day long, every day, we are constantly connected through consciousness, through the receptor sites and the telomeres on the end of our chromosomes. How consciousness communicates with us is through photon packages of light that actually contain these multidimensional communications. So in other words, when we get an intuition or an instinct or when we feel someone else, all of the information is contained in those photon packages, which are then received by the receptor sites on the outside of your cells, as well as the telomeres at the end of your chromosomes. And so an instinct is not a mental thing, right? It's a physiological thing. You can feel it. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so codes... some of the codes actually get received by those 75 trillion-ish, like give or take, cells. Okay? So you have 75 trillion cells, and those photon packages of light, which German scientists, Russian scientists actually now have evidence of, biophotons that get exchanged between consciousness and us, and plants also get the same information. And what happens is those codes then instruct your junk DNA to start to upgrade. Now, you might say, well, then isn't that just happening naturally? Isn't that just happening to us? It actually isn't. The mechanism, you're going to love this. This is why it's such a great, I had the same question, Christine, way back when. And this is why it's such a great question, because when I got the answer, I was like, no friggin' way. Mm-hmm. Oh, this so makes sense. So listen to this. By the way, yes, it does have to do with your pineal gland, because your pineal gland, or that portal that looks very much like, it really looks like the Eye of Ra. It's actually designed exactly in the same shape. The reason why Egyptians and many other cultures like them revered the pineal gland is because that Eye of Ra is the all-seeing, all-knowing, and of course it is your innate abilities that come from your multidimensional DNA that allow you to be all-seeing and all-knowing. Those are our superpowers, right? So the DNA gives us a code to have creation or creator-like superpowers, right? So, but it also involves the cells. So the place where we open up the portals to receive these innate abilities is through that pineal gland. But there's a catch. Because can you imagine if people that had ill intent or were, you know, that in that power versus force, they were more about force rather than authentic power, got a hold of superpowers that allowed you to make quantum leaps, to have results that are nonlinear, to skip the line, to be able to connect with the heart of humanity. Can you imagine if those kinds of superpowers got in the hands of people that were misdirected and had forgotten themselves? It'd be kind of crappy, right? So one of the reasons why the world can change from its current state, why I have all hope, not even hope, I just know that we're in a time of great change and it actually is being catalyzed at light speed, is because of the answer to your question. There's a mechanism on the receptor site on the outside of every cell. It's a mechanism called a receptor for synchrotronic radiation. Now, you don't need to know what that is. It comes from the sun. The sun contains the original information about life on Earth. So some of the codes, well, all of the codes come from photon packages of light, and synchrotronic radiation actually contains a lot of the codes for our awakening these human superpowers. Are you with me? Is this making sense so far?
Yeah, it really resonates with my understanding of things.
Okay, so now this is where it gets interesting. The only way that receptor site is open to be able to receive, so in other words, it's bent down unless you're in a certain state. So in other words, it's not in receiving mode unless mm-hmm. you're in a certain state. Now, this scientist, he's actually a scientist. I remember an interview, I think it was Dr. Bruce Lipton, but Bruce Lipton didn't say this. The other scientist did. And what he saw was this receptor site for synchrotronic radiation is only open to receive when you are in a state of grace, love, gratitude, but not as a falsely manufactured state. You have to get that to that place as a default state. And when it becomes your default way of being in the world, in other words, when you start to live more in a state of grace than in some other state, that receptor site is fully active. You can only receive synchrotronic radiation if you're in that state. So in other words, everything you see going on in the world with people that supposedly are in, you know, powerful places, places where they can affect a lot of things, they're operating from force, so everything they're doing is very linear.
Mm-hmm.
But the people with the superpowers are the people that are in a state of grace or love, or they're walking around that way. They have intent that's of much greater frequency, and they're the ones that are receiving the upgrades to be able to bypass the linear and make quantum leap kinds of changes. And that's a state of fluidity and expansiveness that connects with all of creation and allows fractal shifts to happen. In other words, quantum mm-hmm. shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could imagine there's 24 human innate superpowers that every human being came complete with. And it requires the awakening of that junk DNA. But that can only happen if you're in a state of grace. Isn't that cool?
It is. And what I'm hearing is very similar to what I understand to be enlightenment. when our default state is that of joy and bliss. Joy is our natural state. Do you think mm-hmm. that's equivalent, except you're like coming at it from a scientific angle?
Well, I don't, I'm not necessarily joy is our natural state, but flow is our natural state. Human beings were meant to experience every single emotion. That's why we came complete with them, because mm-hmm. we're meant to experience contrast to catalyze us to create upon creation. So there's nothing wrong with some of the emotions as long as you don't judge them and you actually allow them to flow through you and to catalyze you and to, you know, sadness is okay, anger is okay. All of them are okay if we experience them as a delicious human state and we actually milk those experiences for all they're worth. It's actually the lack of judgment. It's the state of grace that's more important rather than just being in joy. And so, so really my work, what I've been told to do or guided to do, the guidance of which came from those innate abilities, that ability to go direct, is to assist people to integrate fully with each of those different frequency codes so that the leaders on this planet, the people that are, that know that they're being called, that they have that sense of urgency, can integrate with those superpowers and get on with the reason why they're here. So, does that make sense?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great, Jen. What I hear you saying is that, you know, you're talking about superpowers. To me, that's expanding into a state of great awareness and being with the unified field of all that is. And from that perspective, you're definitely in a superpower. You are connected with the source of all that is. You're experiencing unlimited wisdom and love and peace. And from that expanded state, you're a superhero. You know?
Yeah.
You
really
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
beautiful.
And truly. Yeah. And the cool thing is each of those superpowers has a frequency. So we can actually get really specific. Like one of our superpowers is to upgrade such that we can actually commune directly with nature. So in other words, people who talk to pets and dogs and trees and all that kind of stuff, everyone can do that. Another one is to live in unconditional love and use the power of unconditional love to heal. That's another superpower. We've seen other people do it. We a lot of times call these superpowers gifts. They aren't really gifts. As soon as we call it gifts, it's something special. But what we want to do is change our relationship to these superpowers such that we start calling it the new normal, you know? And as we do that, what we do is we tell consciousness that we're more interested in living in the miracle zone, more as like the normal zone. Like, we don't want it to be the miracle zone. We want it actually to be the normal zone.
Absolutely.
So, right?
I love it.
Absolutely, for sure.
We got the miracle mama here.
Absolutely the miracle mama. So, for instance, a third one, there's 24 of them. I'm not going to go through all of them, but a third one would be that we go direct with our guidance. We actually integrate fully with our guidance. We integrate fully with our manifestational realms. In other words, everything comes to us, and it becomes our natural state. Rather than having to use intention to manifest, you just become a walking magnet. So those are just four of the, there are 24 of them. So you can imagine how powerful you become when you awaken that innate DNA and you're emanating the biophotons, which are communicating with consciousness, and consciousness is responding, and you're operating like that superhero, thank you very much, Barbeth Dunn, superhero human being, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and your second question was around what's the relationship to reincarnation and all that kind of stuff.
Why don't we answer that as soon as we come back from break? We have another another break, and then we'll be right back so you can answer that question.
Perfect.
Jennifer Huff spent two decades living in struggle and lack when it came to love and abundance. It wasn't pretty, until a series of awakened dreams gave her the instructions in order to upgrade her default level of magnetics and change her life. Her life is now dedicated to assisting people to wake up their multidimensional DNA and become a living magnet. She is passionate that we are all born to thrive. Get out of your own way to Success and Abundance program. Includes all the technology from her awakened dreams and advanced tools that have evolved since then. If you're a big yes to awakening to your abundant life, then please accept our gift of 25% off, exclusive to listeners of this program. Just type the code 25 off when you're checking out. Go to thewideawakening.com/getoutabundance to register.
Wow, well, we still have more callers.
Yay!
So I know that Christine had another question, but I would really like to allow another caller to come in since we only have a limited time on the call. But
sure.
I think we've got a great show going on tonight. Really fascinating way to look at how we can access our superpowers. And Jennifer is accessing this from a more scientific point of view, looking at our junk DNA and our telomeres. I do find that when we go non-local, we go into that larger space of who we are, that we can access those amazing, miraculous powers. I know the work that Dr. Joe Dispenza is doing with people who he's taught to meditate and go non-local, they've cured incurable diseases, things that, you know, there was no way they could have been cured, and they're cured. Just by going into that non-local space, that miracle zone, and we all have that power to do that. So hang in there, Ivana. I know that Jennifer will be
able to
answer. Oh, she's there.
So Ivana, what's the actual issue that you're dealing with?
The issue is around just the progression in my establishing my career and moving forward, as well as some interpersonal challenges and relationships.
Yeah, there's definitely some stuff in your way that I can feel. But what I'm looking at is actually your biggest blockage. So here's where I live. I'm not in the place where we're going to excavate stuff. So I can see one of the things about holographic seeing is that when I'm talking to you, what I can see in your hologram is the fact that you've got some stuff that you're bringing into this lifetime from other lifetimes around fear of truly being seen and fear of really owning your past, because you're afraid of being seen because of how many times you've been, you know, smushed, killed, maimed, hurt, hung on a cross, burned to the stake, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Can you get that?
Yeah, I do.
But here's the deal. Knowing that actually doesn't set you free. Can you see that? It doesn't matter that you know that. It's nice to know. What I'm more interested in is shifting your defaults such that you can see what's possible going forward. But in order for me to do that, in order for me to kind of share how one would do that, what I first need to set up is this. I need to, in order to get to that place for anyone, not just for you, we have to get to the place where we understand, we have to make a new understanding in the left brain and the right brain. The logical brain has to actually agree with the expansive right brain that actually knows the deeper truth. We have to access the deeper truth that actually has the left brain, in other words, the logical brain, come to peace about some things.
Because can you feel the fear come up every time someone gets close to you or starts to see you or gets really intimate? Can you feel your defenses come up?
Yeah.
And can you also see that when you get close to shining your light or when you start making movement towards shining your light, there's also a bunch of defenses or protective mechanisms that come up?
Yes.
So here's the deal. Your mind is still connected to thousands of years and hundreds of lifetimes where you've been coached.
We do have another caller. I'm not sure what's creating the technical difficulties, but, you know, sometimes energy happens. When you get people together, a very high vibrational frequency like Jennifer or me, sometimes electronic devices can go a little bit bananas. Are you there?
Hi, Marbeth. There was a fire alarm going off here.
Oh, okay. That makes total sense because we couldn't figure out what that was. I thought that, you know, our energy was creating this immense cosmic siren.
and all of
the electronic devices were going crazy.
Well, electronic devices can do that. The interesting thing is this, that Yvonne, with respect to what's going on with you, is that this is a time of great change. This is really a time where we've been able to access our superpowers. So because we've been able to access our superpowers so powerfully, and we've been asking to be able to wake up finally, this lifetime, this particular lifetime, the last iteration of lifetimes and the next one, the next couple to come, are ones where we get to actually embody the very superpowers we used to get killed for. So if you can actually get okay with the worst that's going to happen to you in this lifetime is judgment. If you can get okay with being judged, you have collapsed judgment equaling getting killed, getting maimed, getting hurt, dying, rightfully so from past lifetimes. But if we can actually separate it, because the amount, can you see how the amount of fear that you have is more equivalent, like the amount of fear that paralyzes you is not logical to the kind of experience that you're going to have. You're not going to be killed or maimed. But the fear you have is so paralyzing that it feels like you're going to be killed and maimed. So what we want to do is we want to actually put that fear into the past where it belongs, and that the worst that's going to happen to you in this lifetime is actually simply judgment. So my request, my suggestion to you is, or my question to you is, can you get okay with being judged for shining your light? And then the next question is, would you be, so what's in the way is actually that you've collapsed being killed into it being the next step of being judged? And so if you can actually get okay with being judged for shining your light, that will give you enough space to be able to start to move forward. But again, the process of getting out of our own way is a process of transmuting all of the belief systems. That's the biggest one I can see in the forefront. And then there's probably four or five more that we can't address here on the radio show, but you should actually probably even go and check out the program Get Out of Your Way, because it addresses exactly what you're talking about. So, and thanks for asking the questions. Great question.
Awesome. Thank you, Ivana. Thank you, Jennifer. And, you know, boy, this show has just gone so fast. We've had all kinds of excitement, everything from a fire alarm. But I want to let people know how they can access information about Jennifer Huff. And that is on the show page, her show page on the havingitallshow.com. Well, you want to tell people about the amazing gifts that you have that they can access on the show page?
Absolutely. So what you can get on the show page is access to something called the 7 steps to living a magnetic life. The 7 steps to living a magnetic life, these are actually personal things I realize that there are practices that I do every day. In fact, they've become my default way of being. If we can integrate with default ways of being that cause us to be a living magnet, then what happens is everything starts to come to us. And when everything starts to come to us, we have evidence that we really are creator consciousness. The more evidence we start to collect, the more the mind is at peace, and it starts to create this upward spiral of awesomeness. The funny thing about those seven steps is that we've now had like tens of thousands of people follow the seven steps, and we get testimonials back all the time about what happens in people's lives. So we've just been able to give people access to that on an ongoing, like you can just read it, integrate it every day, add a new one of the steps, and start doing all seven of them. Make them your default. So that's one of the things that we've made available to people.
Wow, this call has gone so fast. What an informative call, and it was so eventful. We've had so many callers on the line, and I'm really sorry that we couldn't get to everyone and take your calls and your questions. But you can learn more about Jennifer Huff and take advantage of her special free offers that are especially for you, for guests of Having It All. Visit her on her show page on havingitallradio.com. You will find the link to access her 7 Steps to Wake Up in Abundance PDF and free webinar, her website, how to connect to her on social media. And Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for being such a powerful guest on Having It All. You are such a wealth of information, and you have so much to share, and we will just have to have you back on the show again soon. Be sure to tune in next week for another exciting show with our very special guest, Liberty Forrest. Liberty is a multi-talented woman who is a medium, author, speaker, editor, writing coach, and columnist for the Huffington Post. She's amazing. As a medium, Liberty gave readings on the BBC, and she'll take your calls next week for special mini readings. So be sure to come back and tune in live so you can get your mini reading. I also want to remind you that miracles are your birthright. They are the bullet express to having it all. Jennifer painted such a beautiful, colorful picture of living free in what I call the zone of miracles, where you have no limits. You know that you're perfect just as you are. You're free. You're not caught up in old patterns, old thoughts, old stuff. You're happy and peaceful, with amazing superpowers, because as Jennifer said, it's important to clear up the issues that are holding you back from activating your DNA and being your greatest, most amazing self. Step into the miracle zone with me and connect to the divine. Learn how to reprogram yourself from your old unproductive thought patterns and step into your miracle power with my free report, 7 Steps to Harness the Power of Miracles, that you can access at miracles101.com. That's miracles101.com. You deserve to be free, and you deserve miracles. So don't forget to get your free report today at miracles101.com. Until next week, be blessed, live with miracles, so you can have it all. Many, many blessings.
Join Marbeth next week on Having It All. Visit havingitallradio.com to learn more about Marbeth Dunn and her special guests. And be sure to download your free report.